I have been running with four friends a free English conversation group on Saturday mornings for the last 3 years. Last year, I helped to redesign the small advert that we put on the library notice board and on a few neighbourhood websites. I want to write, briefly, about what I learned from that. Not because the advert is particularly important, but because writing it taught me something about the genre of community advertising that I would not have noticed any other way. The first thing I learned is that adverts for free things are doing more work than they appear to be doing. A commercial advert has, on the whole, a relatively simple job. It has to make you want a product enough to pay for it. A community advert has a different and slightly harder job. It has to make you, the reader, feel that you are the kind of person who could go to the thing being advertised. Most of the people who don't come to our group are not people who looked at our advert and decided it wasn't for them. They are people who looked at the advert, half decided to come, and then, in some quieter inner conversation, decided that the advert wasn't really meant for them, that it was meant for someone with better English, more time, more confidence, more reason to be there. The hardest job our advert has is to lose this argument inside the reader's head. I do not, on present evidence, think we always succeed. The people who come to our group are, in important ways, a self-selected group. They are mostly people who, for whatever reason, were able to overcome the inner conversation. There are people in my neighbourhood who have walked past the library on a Saturday morning for a year, looked at the notice board, half considered coming, and never crossed the threshold. The advert, however well written, did not get them in. I have come to think that this is approximately how most adverts for free community things work in practice. The advert reaches most of the people who would benefit from the group. It only persuades a fraction of them. The second thing I learned is that the language of welcome is harder to write than it looks. There is, I noticed while drafting, a particular kind of welcome language that crops up constantly in this genre. All welcome, no experience necessary, a warm community, come as you are. Most of these phrases, on inspection, are doing the opposite of what they intend to do. All welcome is so generic that it ends up signalling that the group has not thought about whether you, specifically, would feel welcome. No experience necessary raises the question of experience, which most readers were not previously thinking about. A warm community is the kind of phrase that warm communities, in my experience, do not need to print on their adverts. The phrases that actually work, and that we settled on after some trial and error, were specific, practical, and slightly mundane. There is free tea and biscuits. Bring a friend, or come alone. Beginners are welcome. Advanced speakers are also welcome. We always need people who can help others. These sentences make the welcome real, because they describe what is actually going to happen, in concrete terms. The word welcome is hardly used. The welcome is in the details. The third thing I learned is that there is a quiet, ethical question in advertising free things, and the question is not the obvious one. The obvious question is whether you are honest about what the group is, and on that, we are reasonably honest. The harder question is whether your advert speaks honestly about who actually comes. Our advert says, more or less, that the group is for anyone who wants to practice English. The reality is more specific. The group is mostly used by people who are slightly isolated, who have time on Saturday mornings, who live close enough to walk to the library, and who are at the particular stage of language learning where conversation matters more than grammar. A more honest advert would describe this. We do not write that advert, partly because it would be longer than the notice board format allows, and partly because describing your actual users sometimes makes new users feel they don't fit. There is a small dishonesty in the broad welcome, and I have not yet decided whether it is the right kind of dishonesty or the wrong kind. What I have come to think about all this is that adverts for free community things are, in their small way, a particular form of public writing. They are not commercial. They are not literary. They are an everyday kind of civic prose, written by people who are not professional writers, for an audience that is not their target audience as much as their wished-for audience, the people they hope to find. The genre is more interesting than it looks. It quietly carries a lot of the weight of how a community holds itself together by making space for strangers to enter the small, generous practices that, on closer inspection, are most of what a community is. If you write one of these adverts yourself, for a club, a class, a free event in your neighbourhood, I would gently suggest the following. Avoid the phrases that sound like welcome, but aren't. Be specific about what is going to happen. Make space, in the language, for the nervous reader. And remember, while you are writing it, that the people you most want to reach are the people who will read the advert without coming, and that some of your job is to lose. Just slightly, the argument they are having with themselves about whether they are the kind of person who could come.